Don't you worry about a thing. Enjoy your hen party. Yes, we'll send you a message when he's out of recovery. You said the wedding's next week, right? Oh, he should be back in commission by then. Don't you worry about a thing. Cheers! Well, hello, young man. Aren't you a handsome one? And you're to be married next week. So exciting for you both. You look a little confused and hurt. Am I right that you don't really know why you were brought here? Okay, I understand. Let me try to put you at ease. I'm a doctor and... I'm sorry? Oh, what kind of doctor? It's really not important, but let's just say I specialize in the male plumbing, if you know what I mean. From your reaction, it doesn't seem you do. I'm going to be performing a series of procedures and training exercises. They'll ensure that your wedding night is more enjoyable for both you and your bride. Am I correct that you'll be wearing white? Well, you should be quite proud of that. You know the importance our society places on male purity. Sure, we want our women to have experience. But when it comes time to settle down, every woman wants a blushing virgin groom on her wedding night. Now, did you read the educational pamphlet while your fiancé and I went through the forms? It's all right to blush. That was a lot of new information for you, wasn't it? I know. And the photographs can be quite overwhelming. We tried to keep our young men in the dark about all of that until, well, just before marriage, so they're not tempted to, experiment. So, do you have a better idea of what's expected on your wedding night? Good. This is all quite exciting, isn't it? You don't seem so sure. You seem worried about something. Ah, yes, the pain. A lot of men find that part of the pamphlet troubling. And yes, a man's first intercourse can be quite painful, especially when he's not adequately prepared. Well, the good news is, that's why you were brought here. The purpose of today's procedure is to make sure your wedding night is as pleasurable for both of you as possible. Oh, I'm sorry that you had to hear that. We had one patient before you and, well, it sounds like he's just finishing up. Well, yes, of course, I'll tell you a little bit more about the procedure when we continue with your preliminary examination. Please, take your clothes off and let's get you up on the table and have a look at things. Oh, don't be shy. I've examined many young men before. Good. There you go. Now, up on the table. Lie back. Let's get your legs in these stirrups. Great. I'm going to raise your head up so that you can see what I'm describing to you. All right. This is your penis. Oh, your fiancé will be quite pleased. Very nicely shaped. I'm looking forward to seeing how you'll fill out shortly. Now, down below your penis, we have your testicles, sometimes referred to in coarser circles as your balls. Yes, I agree. That sounds silly. I think you saw in the brochure that a male can reach such a state of excitement that he ejaculates, or forcefully releases fluid, his semen, into the woman. Or, for that matter, wherever she tells him to release it. Well, your testicles are filled with this fluid. That's where it's stored. Yes, that's correct. That's exactly why you've been experiencing significant tenderness down there. And that brings us back to the pain. There is a seal between the testicles and the penis that must be broken for ejaculation to happen. The buildup of fluid can result in substantial pressure on that seal. When it finally ruptures, that first release can cause sharp pain, but is also accompanied by overwhelming pleasure and relief. If this is not done just right, and sometimes even if it is, the recovery can take days. Some men who aren't properly prepared are reluctant to have sex again due to the fear of recurrent pain. Unwarranted fear, I might add. And that can certainly ruin a honeymoon where your bride may require you to perform for her multiple times a day. Your partner has followed the modern trend and sent you to us a week before your wedding to have your seal, broken in a controlled clinical setting. My, you look quite pale. I understand that this is a lot to hear, but it's a perfectly safe procedure. If I may say, you're one of the lucky ones. Some fiancés only ask that the seal be broken, an outpatient procedure. But your generous bride-to-be authorized a full release, an inpatient procedure. The full release is quite intense, and there's nothing we can give you to dull your senses. We expect that you'll pass out during or shortly after the procedure. There I go again. Perhaps that was too much information. But don't worry. You'll be monitored by our nursing staff until morning. Then, as soon as we can confirm the return of your normal bodily functions, basically that you can stand and do everything necessary on your own, we'll send for your partner to bring you home for additional bed rest and recovery. I can see you find this all a bit overwhelming, but I hope you appreciate how lucky you are to live in these enlightened times. Why, just a few years ago, many thought male ejaculation was a myth. There were anecdotal stories about it, but scientists laughed them off, saying men must be urinating or some nonsense like that. As a result, women would take their pleasure, but males wouldn't experience release. And then doctors wondered why they were treating so many cases of male pelvic pain. And, of course, most pregnancies resulted from artificial insemination. Practically medieval. But now we live in modern times. So exciting and advanced. Oh, just listen to me prattle on. Okay, let's begin. Oh, don't be alarmed. That's the sound of modern medicine at work. And this is my head nurse. She'll be assisting. Nurse, please bring the tray around. Thank you. The first step is to stimulate you to erection. There are two parts to this. First, my head nurse will remove her top and give you some visual stimulation. There. Oh, isn't she beautiful? So perky. That's biology for you. You can't take your eyes off them, but you have no idea why. At least not yet. Nurse, the surgical lubricant, please. Now, we'll add to the visual stimulation with tactile stimulation. Shh. Yes, I know that feels good. I've done this to hundreds of men. You are literally in very good hands. Oh, I know. This is a new feeling for you. But look down at my hand. You see how you grow? Oh, the groans begin. Nurse, please fit his erection with a suction device. Shh. Don't fight it. There. A perfect fit. We'll just let the machine do its work. This is just the start. Now, this is going to be a little more intense. Nurse, please begin to fondle and squeeze the testicles. Shh, sir, please try to lower the volume of your whimpers. There'll be plenty to scream about later. but we're not there quite yet. Hmm? Oh, yes, I see that, nurse. Maybe try a little more pressure on his testicles while I increase the suction on the machine. Shh, it's all right. You'll be all right. We're just trying to force the fluids past the seal. But we don't seem to be making much progress. Shh. Sometimes a man's seal can be stubborn. That's what we're dealing with here. Don't you worry. We'll take care of you. Just relax for a moment while we shift gears. Oh, here. Let's get you out of this tube. Oh, you were right on the edge, weren't you? I know you want the pressure to end. Look how red you are. I can see you throbbing. Nurse, I'll need the Van Buren sounds, please. There's a sterile set there in the cabinet. Hmm? I think the 7mm. Oh, don't be alarmed. This will be much less painful than what we were just doing to your testicles. I know this metal rod looks intimidating, but it slides into your penis very slowly under its own weight. If you're squeamish about it, you don't have to look. More surgical lube, nurse. Yes, all around his opening there. Good. Good. And some on the end of this sound? Okay. Now, deep breath. And release. Good. I'm not going to force this in. Its weight will be enough to slowly make the journey inside you. There. The tip is at the end of your penis. I'll just turn it a bit and... Oh, good boy. There. Let's just let nature take its course. Funny feeling, isn't it? Being stimulated from the inside. Shh, it's okay. It's about halfway there. When it reaches the bottom, you're going to feel... Oh, that's it. You're going to feel the tip against your seal and also some pleasurable sensations in your prostate. Now, feel me trace my finger on the outside of your penis along the sound. Oh, yes, there you go. Stretch taut. Now we're making progress. Now, I'm sliding the sound out again and letting it slide in on its own. There. That moan sounds like a good moan. And, oh, look at that. The smallest amount of liquid is appearing at your tip. I'm going to stroke you now with the sound embedded in you. Shh. Nurse, his left leg is shaking. Please hold it down in the stirrup. Shh. I know. We're getting close. No matter how many men I do this to, this is my favorite part. The look on your face. It's a brand new feeling, isn't it? And you have no idea what's about to happen to you, do you? No, you're so confused. There. You're arching your back and... I'll slide this sound out. Nurse, I'm gonna stop stroking for a moment so we can... separate the release from the breaking of his seal. I don't want those things linked in his mind forever. Please stimulate his testicles again. Good, there. More fluid is seeping out. Now, sir, take my hands. The pain will be sharp, but short-lived. Nurse, please, squeeze harder. Oh, you're okay. You're okay, let it out. It's okay to scream this time. That's it. That's it. You can be loud now. Oh, oh, there. The seal is broken. Oh, nurse, you can stop. Oh, you'll observe that the pleasure is resulting in a constant stream of his fluids. Shh. Oh, you did so well. It's all right. It's all right. Nurse, wipe his tears, please. Shh. The worst is over. You'll never have to go through that again. And now, I'm going to grip you again, both your shaft and your testicles, and bring on the release. Full ejaculation. Oh, yes. Yes, I know. I know it feels good. We just broke your seal. Well, that gave you some relief from the pressure. It wasn't an ejaculation. Yes. Oh, sweet moans. Watch me stroke up and down your length. Oh, so slick. Nurse, he was such a good boy. I think he deserves a treat. Put your perky little breasts in the patient's mouth. There. Something to pacify you while I stroke you harder. Oh, I feel you contracting and... Oh, there. It's starting. Oh, that moan. That look of confusion. Don't think about it. Just release it. Yes. Let it happen to you. Let it go. There you go. Oh, enjoy your reward. No, I'm not stopping. More. You have more to give me. Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, wow. So high in the air. That look on your face. Panic and wonder. No, don't move. Hold him down, nurse. You're fighting my slick hand now that you're so sensitive. But I know you have more to give me. Another contraction. Good. Okay, deep breath. One last push. There. Oh, there. Oh, look at you. You made it through without passing out. Good work, nurse. The warm, wet towels for cleanup, please. And a warm blanket. There. Wrap him up. You did so well. Oh, don't nod off yet. The nurse will get you some liquids. You'll be very thirsty otherwise. I'll be sure to send your partner a message that you've come through the procedure and it was a success. Oh, I wish she could see how cute you are all bundled up. What a lucky girl she is. Oh, my. Look at you. Already asleep.